Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. I am your daily lover, and we're going to get started with somebody. Oh, I'm taking you back. Earth, wind, and fire. Keep your head to the sky.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingerman. I am your daily lover, and that was Earth, Wind, and Fire. All right, we're going to get ready and turn within. Recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize that great spirit that is known by many, many, many names. We honor that presence as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. So in this right now moment, we become very intentional, invoking and inviting the presence of our beloved I Am consciousness. And as we come together in this oneness and honor the divine presence, we become intentional about the breath. There's power in the breath family. And so I want you to take in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, release the breath, and remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm and deep into the heart. I want us to breathe, family. Sometimes we forget to breathe. And so as we come together in this one consciousness, I want you to be still. Be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe. And release. And let's breathe again. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Just breathe. And release. Thank you, God. And last time, be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release.
Day 4, a prayer of forgiveness. Today, I forgive my mother. Blessed Father God, Holy Mother God, today I ask for and allow myself to receive and experience your grace. Today I claim my freedom as I declare my willingness and readiness to release my mother from all hurt, anger, woundedness, judgment, disappointment, and sorrow hidden anywhere in my consciousness or being. I surrender all memories, experiences, circumstances, and situations where I have held my mother with blame or fault. I ask to be lifted above any and all judgments, critiques, assessments, perceptions, beliefs, and habitual patterns of thought in which I see and hold my mother as anything less than your perfect child. I ask that you fill me with your compassion, your truth, your knowledge that allows me to see my mother as your daughter, whom you love, and in whom you are well pleased. Lift me beyond my intellect and ego, that I may behold my mother with all my heart, as you do. I rest in thee, I let it be, and so it is. Today, I forgive my mother.
Father, Mother God, divine and holy presence, I come before you today asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will be yours, Holy Spirit, as you anoint this day for us, God. Father, Mother God, we thank you for the power and the magnetic release of forgiveness, Holy Spirit. Recognizing that this is the beginning of a new day that you have given us this day to use as your will, Father, Mother God. And what we do today is, they say, how we start our day is how we live our day. And so we live our day in you, Holy Spirit, recognizing that every new day would you bring the new and better possibilities, Father, Mother God. Today could be the best day of our life. And we thank you as we command our morning this morning, God, knowing that whatever begins with you has to end with you, God. No matter what happens in our life, every circumstance can change for the best if we learn how to command our day. Right now, God, we declare and decree this day to be yours, Holy Spirit. We decree it in a mighty consciousness of you, Holy Spirit, knowing that we should anticipate the good things that you have already prepared for us today, bringing complete order to our day as we seek you right now first, as we make your will our priority. We will rejoice in this new day that you have given us as we praise you for making it fruitful and productive, Holy Spirit. Thank you for teaching us ways to increase our effectiveness, to work smarter. We thank you right now to work according to your agenda and perform for an audience of you, Holy Spirit. We just give thanks, Holy Spirit, right now, God, that we declare in the name of you, Jesus, that we are pioneering new territories. We are walking in favor, God. Oh, we are walking in your favor, and we will possess all the land that you have given us. There will be no holdups, no holdouts, no setbacks or delays. We will not look back to return to the old, God. We will renew, look to the new and look to the hills as you cause us to ascend into new realms of power and authority, as we access new dimensions of divine revelation, God. Breathe new life into every dormant dream in our lives, God. Breathe new life into every space in our body right now, God, as we ask you to return our body back, ourselves back to its highest vibration, Holy Spirit, as we ask you to anoint every cell in our body right now, Holy Spirit, as we declare and decree right now your blessings over our life right now, God, that we will be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, we give thanks to you, Holy Spirit, that our will be made request known to you as we arise in the faith today, knowing that you hear every word that we say, God. And we give thanks for every answered prayer because we know right now that if we bring our desires, needs, and wants to you, and as you lead us, we will walk in a peace of you that surpasses all understanding. And it will guard our heart and our mind. And we know in the stillness and in the quietness, we will wait for your word, God, that will lead us in the way that we should go as we seal these declarations in the mighty name of love, God. We know that you will bless the works of our hands today, God. And let our name be associated with only good things, God. Oh, we thank you as we welcome new opportunities to grow and to expand, God. We let our actions be in sync with your will, Father, Mother God. Oh, Holy Spirit, come in this mighty name of Jesus and anoint us this morning, God. Oh, anoint us right now, God. Oh, that every element of our day shall cooperate with our purpose as we stand and declare that today is a new day, God. Oh, and everything should cooperate with our destiny, God. Anything that is not of you, God, shall be removed right now, Holy Spirit. As you guard our lips today and search our heart, God. Oh, Father, as you cleanse and renew our mind and our spirit, God. And if there's anything in our life that is not of you, we ask it to be removed right now. Circumcise our heart and cause our desires and our words to line up with you, God, that our thoughts will be your thoughts, God. That our words will be your words, God. And whatever occupies our mind determines what eventually will fill our mouth, God. And we ask you to fill our mind right now, God, so that our outer world showcases all that has dominated, at times subjugated, our inner world. We just thank you right now, God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, we thank you right now, God, that we are taking new territory spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and professionally. Oh, Holy Spirit, we declare and decree a prophetic trailblazer today, that we are prophetic trailblazers today. We decree that everything in this season should bring to us that will come forth in your name shall be a fruitful delivery, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you right now in the name of you, God. Oh, as we establish a greater degree of order in our life, God, that you will order our steps, God, that you will order with ease our load, and your order will free our mind for greater peace, joy, and creativity, God. Oh, as we effectively order this day, we just thank you right now that our words will be more than motivation, but let them carry life, God. You spoke into the nothingness and created the world. We speak into this day and declare that it will be the plans for your will in our life, God, that the souls of our goal will unfold right now, God. Oh, we just thank you right now, God, that the purpose of this day right now, God, will come forth, God, that we will be so anointed, God, that you will bless the works of our hand, bless the work of our mind, bless the work of our bodies, God. We thank you right now, God, that we will be so anointed this day, God, as you enlarge our capacity to think, God, as you enlarge our capacity to take the limits off our minds, our thoughts, and our spirits, God, that we will take the limits off of you right now in our lives, God, knowing that you are bigger than anything we could even ask, think, or imagine. I'm asking you to increase our productivity and efficiency today, to give us the anointing of Solomon to wisely manage our resources today, God. I'm asking you to enlarge our territory today, God. I'm asking you to allow us to walk in your authority and expand our territory for your name's sake, God. And everywhere we place our feet shall be upon holy ground, God. I declare that our decisions today will change the trajectory of our future and bring it into alignment, God, true alignment with the will and the purpose of our goals, of our soul on this planet, God. I give you thanks right now, God, that the anointing of Solomon is upon us right now, God, not just for wealth, but for wisdom, God, to manage our direction, our resources, God. Oh, God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and anoint us right now with the anointing of David, that the words of David would be upon our lips, that our cup runneth over, God. I ask you for the anointing of Christ upon our life, God, that we shall speak a thing and it shall be done, God, that we shall call forth healing and it shall be done, God, that our presence will be a blessing today, God, that everywhere we tread our feet, God, oh, as you anoint our feet shall be upon your holy ground. I'm asking you to anoint our hands, God, that everything we touch, God, people will feel the presence of you, Holy Spirit, that you will anoint our thoughts, God, and you will anoint our words. You will bring forth a fresh anointing upon us, God, as you raise the vibratory energy of our lives this day, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless our homes right now, God. Somebody came because they needed a blessing this morning, God. Bless their homes this morning, God. Bless their relationships, God, and anointed right now, God. Oh, somebody came this morning, God, because they needed a blessing in their financial substance, God. I'm asking you to come and show up, God, in the finances, God. Somebody needs you today, God. And so as I come before you today, God, placing all the prayers before you, God, put them at the feet of your altar, Holy Spirit, knowing that it shall be disintegrated into love, God, knowing that it shall be done, knowing that in your word you said you will answer even before I call, Holy Spirit. You said in your word it is he that gives thee the power to give wealth, God. You said in your word it is you that gives richly all things, Holy Spirit. So we place all our needs, wants, and desires before you today, God, knowing that it is already done, Holy Spirit.
thanking you for everything that is already in the process of being sent to us. So open us up to receive your goodness, God. Give us the ability to receive and see your goodness even in the places that we can't see it, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to bless our eyes today to see your goodness, God. I'm asking you to bless our eyes today with the spiritual vision of 2020 vision, God. Oh, spiritual 2020 vision, God. I'm asking you to bless our ears that we can melodically hear the sounds of you, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, I'm asking you to come and let every word we speak be your words, God, that we will speak the words from our power center, claiming and commanding our day to be of a good cheer, God, that it shall be the best day of our life, God, as we watch you work, Holy Spirit, and as we command our angels to go before us to create a day of ease, elegance, and grace, God, paved with gold, Holy Spirit. Let this day be anointed just for us, God. Oh, let it be anointed just for us. And let it be known that wherever we are, God, you are. That people will feel the blessings of you just by the mere presence of us, God. We give thanks in this mighty consciousness of all that you are, God. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We say thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you right now, God, for the blessing of this day. We thank you, God. Ooh, Holy Spirit, I thank you right now, God. Thank you. Thank you for new books, God. Thank you for the discipline this morning, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give thanks for a healing in our body this morning, God. I give thanks for a healing in our relationships. Oh, Holy Spirit, I give thanks, God, for new territory, enlarging our territory. I give thanks for new and expansion and a growth, God. I give thanks as we command the spirit of you to come forth in us right now, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and do your will, God. Oh, come, Holy Spirit, and let your will be done in us right now, God, as we move and have as you move and have your way in our beings today. We give thanks, God, in the mighty consciousness, in the mighty name, in the nature of love. We say amen. Amen. Amen.
It's the Prince of Praise, Byron Cage, with Pajam. Come on.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and everything that's within me. Come on. I will bless his name. Is there anybody in this place that is here to bless him? Let me hear you make some noise. Come on, here we go. Bless. Magnify.
Magnify the Lord with me.
Come on, sing it to him. Sing it.
Whom the Son he has redeemed.
Come on, set. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands, rejoice and sing.
You are the Lord of everything.
You are Lord.
Your way. had to go through trials and great tribulations. But is there anybody that learned how to bless the Lord in the midst of everything? Listen, listen, listen. Through the storm and the rain,
I will bless the
through
Lord.
The heartaches and pain,
I will bless the Lord.
But I don't know which way to go.
I will bless the Lord.
You've been there for me right now.
I will bless the Lord.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. God is good. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Byron Cage this morning, family. I will bless the Lord. I don't know, I felt like a little blessing of the Lord this morning. Have you ever woke up and had God on your mind and you just wanted to thank God? Thank God for loving you when you didn't even know how to love yourself. Thank God for showing you even when you didn't know your own way. Oh, thank you, God. We will bless the Lord this morning in the mighty name and consciousness of love. We just give thanks for this new day. We give thanks for all that is, which brings me to what we're going to be talking about today. It's blessings. Yes, the power of blessing a thing. The power of blessing a thing. Yes, we are great when we learn how to bless a thing, no matter what's showing up in our life. When we learn how to claim and bless the situation at hand, I tell you, the spiritual power that happens when we learn how to enter into our promised land by blessing a situation. You see, it's in the word that God has given us that success appears twice in the Bible, and it appears in the book of Joshua. In this powerful understanding, we get to understand that we have the power to attract. We have the power to speak a thing. We have the power to bless a thing and shift the atmosphere. And sometimes when we're feeling and experiencing our wilderness experience, the most powerful thing we can do is bless that experience. As we prepare ourselves to move into the knowing that our promised land is right there for us to take. But it's about expanding our awareness of the universal abundance as God is preparing us to move into that space that God has promised us. In the meantime, what do? You bless the process. You know, I was thinking as I was looking at my vision board, I call it my vision wall. I don't really have a vision board.
on the right side of the bedroom, my whole wall is filled with the blessings of those things that I know God is manifesting in my life. And what's so amazing, as I was looking at it this morning, giving thanks for all that is coming forth in my experience, I realized that even in my wilderness experience, now, I want you to really get this. Even in my wilderness experience, I was blessed abundantly. Come on now. Somebody ought to know what I'm talking about. You see, when the children of Israel were going through that wilderness experience and they was asked to take manna from heaven daily and do not take more than they need for that day, else it would be destroyed. I really didn't understand the meaning of why would God want only them to have what was meant for that particular day, and then on Saturday, we take enough for Saturday and Sunday. But what I realized is when you're in your wilderness experience and God is blessing you day by day, your faith muscle is growing. You're being stretched and you are being removed from the places that have caused you to not to understand the true understanding of what it means to truly depend on your source, which is God. Our true source is a creator, not our jobs, not our incomes that come in fixed, none of that. All our sources is God. And everything else is just a channel. And even though I talked about it, I wasn't about it, because when I lost the experience of working and making a paycheck, it was scary for me to think how I was going to come up with the idea that I. And it was never I anyway. It was always the presence and the power of the God that lives in me, as me, all around me. So this morning, I want you to know today, truly know, not just talk about it, truly know that you have the power to bless a thing and shift it. And in the process of growing into your milk and honey and your land, promised land, you have the power to bless and give thanks for knowing that you are already provided. That you're already provided for. I didn't miss a beat. And didn't even miss a meal. My God said, I will never leave nor forsake you. And even though it didn't come the way I thought it was sure to come, and even though I was married to the idea that I should work for a living, even though I was married to the idea that it should show up this way, sometimes I didn't do a thing and it showed up. Sometimes I didn't even know how, and it just showed up. Sometimes I wasn't even truly operating in 100%, not even in a little bit of faith, and God still showed up. And all I could think this morning when I looked on at my vision wall is just to say thank you, God, because even in my famine experience, I was blessed abundantly. When everything was being taken away, when I didn't even see how, and I didn't know how, God knew. When I was down to nothing, God was always up to something. He was up to something when I was down to nothing. And he didn't need my help. He just needed me to surrender and just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I can't even see my notes to tell you what I was going to tell you today, because my eyes so filled with water that all I can think this morning was thank you, God. Have your eyes just burnt with so much water in them, because I just feel with the presence of knowing that I'm so grateful. Grateful. Because I didn't even recognize that even in my wilderness that I was so abundantly blessed. And I was blessed with people like you who would call and say, what you need? Where can I take you? How can I support you? Because in that wilderness experience, I needed to learn how to receive. Woo! I was a big giver. Write checks for people, blessing them. Somebody called, they need here. They need what? And I was a giver.
But I wasn't that good of a receiver, and definitely wasn't going to ask. But I tell you, God showed me that, look, I got you. But I had to learn how to receive. I had to learn how to allow somebody to bless me in return. And I didn't even understand that. I didn't know how. There's a lady who was on this line, and she was starting, she opened up her own restaurant, and she was having some finances problems. When I first started the print, the Spirit said, write her a check. And I wrote her a check. Spirit said, buy her flyers for her restaurant so she can get them passed out so people will know she's there. And I did. So months, maybe even a year later, months later, I'm not even sure the time, she called me one day and she said, you know, I've been trying to bless you. She said, but you won't let me bless you back. You won't let me even let you know how much I appreciate. I really didn't even understand what she meant because I didn't know she was trying to bless me. And I didn't do it because I wanted her to bless me. I just did it because that's the kind of heart I have. You know, I was thinking this morning that I'm so grateful that I've grown a lot because I've loved people so much. I'm a lover of people. I just love to see people be successful. I love to see people do great things. And even to sometimes I was a little bit more overbearing than I should have been. So I learned how to release people and let people go and grow in the way that they need to grow. Even my children, I had to learn how to let go and let them grow in the way that they need to grow, even if it didn't look or feel like that's the direction they should be going in. I had to know that God. See, I had to let go and let God work through my children to do what they needed to do so that they can be who God created them on the planet to be and not do it the way I thought they should do it, even if it was in the direction that didn't feel good to me. It didn't even look like it was supposed to be that direction. Girl, I sent you and you do what? You want to date what? And I had to let go. You see, in my wilderness experience, I also had to learn how to let go and let people do what they need to do for the highest and best good for themselves. Because I didn't want people to experience any pain. I wanted people to just be happy. And it's, okay, let's do it. Let's do this. Let's get this done. And let's make it this way. And sometimes I find myself in the middle of their situation doing more for them than them doing for themselves. Because what God wanted them to learn, I was taken away. I had to learn that some things people are going to have to experience in order to learn it. And it's not my job to get in the way. That's something else I learned in my wilderness experience. Ooh, and let me tell you something else. I learned how to say the word no. Oh, my God. That was a big one. Because if I loved you, ooh, but I forget about loving me sometimes. And I had to learn how to say no. Especially to my children. I had to learn up. You see, even when it doesn't feel like it's working for our good, God is always working for our good. Life is not happening to us. It's happening for us. It's not in spite of, it's because of. And the universe is always pushing to bring forth the champion and the best. The universe is always challenging us to stretch and to grow. It's always shaking us to awaken us to our best and greater self and allowing us to do what it needs to do. And so I love how gentle the spirit is because the spirit is so gentle in how it does what it do. And you look and you look up and you see that the universe was always there, that God was always there, and that God was always in the midst of the storm. God said, I would never leave you or forsake you is so true. Even in the midst of the storm, when you can't even see the presence of God, God is right there. And in my prayers, asking God to teach me to see how God sees, I've been able to see God in the midst of the storm. Oh, I was right there, Janine. You remember when somebody called you and said, oh, well, I got $1,000 for you. Come back and pick it up. And you didn't know how you was going to pay your car note. Yeah. I was there when
you didn't know how something was going to happen, and somebody called and said, I was calling to see how can I support you. I was there. You see, I was there in the midst of the storm. But I wanted you to train your eyes to see me in the midst of the storm. I wanted you to train your ears to hear the melodic sounds of me. I wanted you to train your thoughts to stay fixed on me even when you couldn't physically see your eyes on it. And so all I could do when I woke up this morning was say, thank you, God. When months went by and couldn't pay the rent, and one day a $10,000 check came in the mail for unexpected income and paid it up and more, I said, thank you, God. And I just thought about it this morning all the time that God left a little seed just to keep me going when I didn't know how to say thank you, God, in the midst of the storm, when I didn't know how to say thank you, God, because I couldn't see beyond the appearances. God still. That's just how amazing spirit is. God still, you don't have to be perfect. That's what's so amazing. I didn't have to know what I knew today. See, I didn't have to know that God was still blessing me. But I even though I was walking through that storm, and I was walking through it and walking through it, and getting up on this prayer line every morning, I was still being obedient, but I didn't know what I know today. And I just thank God for the ability to see God when I didn't even know God was present, when I didn't even recognize the presence of God blessing me, when I didn't even recognize that I was being blessed through the storm, that God was keeping me hidden in times of trouble. Come on, Holy Spirit. The word said God will keep you hidden in a time of trouble. God will keep you hidden in the time of trouble. Can I just get an amen? Somebody got to know what I'm talking about this morning. I don't care if you're 10 months behind on your mortgage. I don't care if they're calling in a foreclosure. I'm telling you, God has stopped foreclosures. And I thought about when I first started the prayer line. And God had called this prayer line to order. It was people in foreclosure like crazy on this line. We were reading in Dynamic Laws of Prosperity, and God was showing up and showing out. I tell you, we would get up and we would praise God. And we would, affirmation was, God is the source of our limited supply. Everything and everybody prospers us now. We were saying that 10 times every morning, 10 times before we got off the line. And I tell you, I remember the testimony. I remember a girl was in foreclosure, and it was the day she called in. She just wanted us to pray because they were taking her house that day. And we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. We prayed and praised God for God's will to be done in that situation, and that we praised that God's will show us, lead us, and guide us. And do you know, the next 2 days, that was a Wednesday, and on Friday she gets a call that the house was not sold in the foreclosure sale, and that they wanted to work with her if she could just come up with $3,500. So she called in on Monday and asked us to help us pray to come up with the $3,500, and we did a clothing drive to sell, you know, like used clothes off of $10, $5. And we helped her come up with that $3,500, and guess what? She's still in that condo today. We had another lady that was coming to her door, knocking on her door, telling her that they was getting ready to put her out. She said somebody saw her sitting outside, came past and asked her what was going on. And we was praying for a blessing. And they came and wrote a check to the landlord and asked the landlord to let her move back in and pay her rent up for a year. And you see, what's so great about it is that all this stuff is on recording. And I was just thinking about the blessing of when this prayer line started and how high in the spirit we were and so excited to be able to use the spiritual tools of God. And I just thought about how awesome our God is if we just use our spiritual tools. If we
There's nothing more powerful than a powerful a blessing and giving thanks when you can't see it. God, I know you got me. Nothing pleases God more than a faithful heart. And what does a faithful heart look like that even in the midst of the storm, I know you got me, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that even in the midst of what they're doing in the name of you right now, God, I know you got me. I know there's a blessing with my name on it, God. And so we just have to learn how to use our power center, our throat, our voice, our vibrational center to speak a thing and command each and every situation to be what we need it to be. We can shift the atmosphere with the words spoken correctly. You see, you've been given dominion. You begin with the authority to command and speak a thing, and it shall be done. Holy Spirit, come on, speak. We've been given authority to speak to the cells in our body and ask it to return to its highest vibratory energetic expression of God, that nothing in our cells shall remember anything other than the truth that we are an abundant, powerful, whole, perfect, and complete expression of God. We are the walking embodiment of the expression of God in this right now moment, and we have to learn how to speak that thing. Claim it, own it, and know it. You got to look at your bank account and stare it in its eyes and say, oh, no, not here. I claim a prophetic financial blessing over this account. When your phone is ringing with people calling you, you see, when I stop operating in fear and start answering my phone and letting people know that God was over my source, I didn't know right now when I was going to be able to pay you, but I'll be able to pay you. I will pay you. When I faced it and blessed it, things appeared just like when God spoke into the nothingness. Let there be light. You might not know. You might be wanting to move out of town and create a new life, and you don't know how things are going to turn out. You speak life over that situation and bless the idea of that space that is perfect for you. We had a lady who was moving into a new city, didn't know nobody or nothing, and she couldn't find the right space. And we spoke into existence. That she will move into a divine space that represented the prosperity and the heirship that she deserved as the birthright of God. And she ended up finding a beautiful space in a rich part of town for half the rent that everybody else was asking. We got to use our power to bless a thing. Bless the thing. Command your blessings this morning. Speak it into the atmosphere. And know, just by the seeds that you planted, that you shall reap a powerful reward. Because you have the power to do it. So no matter where you are in this situation, if you're in the valley, if you're on the mountain, if you're in between on your way up, or if you sliding down the mountain, however it is, know that you can bless it. You can shift it. You can transform it by your words and by your actions. I tell you, when the Spirit said, I will never leave or forsake you, I want you to train your eyes to see God even in the midst of the storm. I want you to train your eyes to see God in the wind, in the trees, in the leaves, in the clouds, even in the sun and the moon, even in the stars. Today, know you have the power to command and bless a thing, even in your wilderness. Thank you, God. That's my message for today. Any questions, comments, concerns, you can press 1. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, if you're on teleconference, you can just start 6. Oh, that much today. That's it. That's all I
I just want to tell you is that you have that power to command a thing today. Let's command our life this morning. Let's command the blessings in our life this morning. Let's shift the atmosphere, even if you're in that wilderness experience, and see the blessings of the Most High God blessing you even when you don't know how. So I thank you, God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Sister Janine, can you hear me?
Yes. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning. I just want to touch and agree. Hallelujah. I accept the presence.
I was on your prayer line this morning.
Right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Thank you, God. This is so beautiful. I mean, not only are you just being so authentic and transparent and speaking your own truth, but something that we can all feel and hear ourselves in and take it forth. Take it forth. What a joy. Thank you so much for your sharing. I just really love listening on you. I haven't been on for a while, but I'm glad I tuned in today. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to get off the line. Let's
I was on your line this morning.
Man, oh, were you? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, I was.
God is.
Yes, I had to get off.
Hallelujah.
I was gonna come in and pray, but Nadja took it over, baby, and she took that spirit to a next level.
Yes. Well, you know, there was three Nadjas on the line this morning. You might have missed the other two, but they were going in.
I heard this morning.
Yeah.
And even the man who was praying, I loved his prayer.
Oh, man. God is good. But Janine, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
To bless and anoint your work and your life. We see all manner of great things as you and through you right now. Continue to do your wonderful job. It is so awesome just hearing you. And I'm going to get off the line and listen for other people as well. Stay blessed. Peace and blessings.
Stay blessed. We do the same. Amen. All right. That was Reverend Judith Hoffman, and she has a prayer, fire circle prayer every Wednesday, family. And if you, I'm going to give you the number so that you can, I'm going to look it up by, so you can tune in. It is a powerful prayer. And I tell you, I love. The one thing I love about her prayer line, it's truly a prayer line, is that when we get together and you hear multiple people praying, bringing in God's word, that's why I didn't get on the line at 6:59. And let me tell you how good God is, because I was like, ooh, it was 6:59 and I didn't even realize it, because I was into that prayer. I was into the prayer, all the people prayers. They were so powerful this morning. So I want to give you the number. It's every Wednesday. And the number is 712-832-8330. That's 712-832-8330. And the access number is 962-873. And it's 5 o'clock our time. I think that's when it starts at 5 o'clock our time, which is central. Which means it starts 6 o'clock in Eastern time. And I tell you, that prayer this morning was off the charts. And all I could do was just thank God. I woke up early and I said, oh, I should get on the prayer line. And Spirit just led me to it. And it was just such good prayers this morning. So if you can get on and support the prayer and add your voice or get your prayers answered or however you feel led to be a part of or just listening, it's a powerful every Wednesday fire circle. And that's Reverend Judith Hockman, powerful sister in the Lord. All right, anybody else got anything they want to add? Thank you so much for tuning in to the Love Journey. I forget that I need to bring in anybody that's on Blog Talk, so give me a minute because I'm on another page, and so I got to come in and bring you in if you're on Blog Talk Radio. But I want to thank you all for tuning in this morning, blessing us with your presence. And so as we get ready to move into our beautiful space this morning, I want to remind you that your life is a gift from God. And what you do with your life is a gift back to God. And I want to remind you this morning
that it's only love, and love is the only choice in this life. And don't just dream your God-sized dreams, but I want you to live them. And so as we move through this space today, I want you to remember, and I play this because somebody, we forget. We forget sometimes when we get in the midst of the storm. So as I play Doubt Your Doubts and not God, I want to remind you that you have the power, and the power is located in you. Your power center, you are the power. Nothing outside of us is the power. The power resides in you today to shift and change your atmosphere. Let's do it, family. So doubt your doubts before you doubt God, family. Because you are the power. You've been tuned into the love journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. And I want to tell you to have a phenomenal day.
I remember my little niece ran up to me and told me, "We learned about Jesus today." And I could tell by her smile she was so excited to learn about this man that she did not quite know yet, but she knew without a doubt for it to be true, because after all, Mommy said so. And that was the first time in my life that I looked into the eyes of a child and envied them, because she had no idea of what it feels like to doubt. What it feels like to have your entire belief system overload with skepticism. To never know the day that you would finally be able to live beyond the shadow of a doubt. I've lived in its darkness for so long. It seems like I have all the right questions, but never enough answers. And my faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of my palms, God. Every night I lay my head down to sleep, the city of my mind is attacked by a legion of questions threatening the living rooms of my sanity and holding them hostage. Can you help me? Last year, my grandmother laid in a hospital bed like a bus stop waiting for God to come pick her up. I had never seen such pain. And such confidence living in the same eyes when she told me, "I don't know what I'm going to do, but I know who I belong to." And I was so happy for her. And something inside of me wished that somehow before she passed away, she could pass down her confidence in God to me like an old family picture. I remember sitting in the back row of a cold sanctuary crying, because I desperately wanted what the preacher was saying to be true, but my doubts were preaching a sermon of their own, and the streams of my tears turned into oceans of frustration. I remember sitting in a college classroom, and the only thing being tested is my faith in God. The only thing passing is my hope. Me, in a backpack full of fear, and nowhere to go. No one to help me unpack. I sleep, but I never rest. These lines around my eyes are not wrinkles. They are maps that show you the winding roads that lead to my pain. I'm tired. And I'm longing for the day that I can place my fingers in his nail-pierced hands, because honestly, I've considered quitting, but where will I go? Back? There's no home for the living in the land of the dead, so I keep pressing forward. Today I have faith, but I can't make any promises about tomorrow. I'm surprised I've held on this long. God, just make me feel like I'm not crazy. God, let me know that I'm not just making friends with these walls. When I pray, I'm not questioning you. I just got questions. Don't leave me here. Don't leave me. My child, when it seems like you have all the right questions, but never enough answers, and your faith is small enough to fit in the cracks of your palms, I told you, faith the size of mustard seeds can rearrange whole landscapes and turn mountains into open highways. Faith comes by my word, so maybe you've cuffed your ears, my child. Don't be childish. But consider the child whose faith has not quite learned the definition of impossible. Have your questions. I'm not telling you to have a blind faith. I'm telling you to consider the blind men who had faith and believed my words before they were even able to see me. Consider the birds that eat from my hand and do not fall from the sky without my consent. So how much more will I love the ones that I died for? Before you doubt me, doubt your doubts. Doubt your doubts, and you will see they are just as empty as the tomb that I walked from. Truth is, you know I'm here. You know my truth, and you're scared. Scared of what that means. Scared of what that should cost you. That one day they will all laugh at you, laugh you right out of their classrooms, and scorn you out of their courtrooms. But my love serves as an eviction notice to anxiety. When they cast stones, my love casts out fear. I am the author and finisher of your faith. I've never started a work that I will not finish. I am the one who will give you courage to stare death in the face and say, how dare you try to scare me? I know who I belong to. And when it feels like you are drowning, in a sea of your questions, just know I'm there. I'm there. Like when I drowned in the Red Sea of my blood for you, and these hands that took holes will hold you. And when I told you that I would love you forever, I meant it. Don't you see these rings in my hands? See, we are married. For better or for worse. Through sickness and in health, through faith and through questions, till death brings us closer, you are mine. You are mine, and I am yours, I promise.
This is my season to reap what I have. you to say this tonight, real simple, say, it's good. It's good. It's good. Say, it's working for my good. It's good. Say, it's good. Say, it's good. Say, it's working. For grace, for... I need somebody to prophesy with your body language and say, what you say? God is leaning in my direction. Some prophets, I said he's leaning. In whose direction?
In my direction.
Come on, you waiting on me to say it. You gotta say it, say it.
He's leaning
in my direction.
In my direction.
Cause this is my seed for grace, for favor. This is my seed. Come on, y'all.
Doing what I have sown.
Will you raise your hand and say, I've got a seed in the ground. Come on, open your mouth and say, I've got a seed in the ground. And I don't care what your circumstance says. It's already getting better.